And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
How you doing, everybody?
And we are broadcasting live from the Tinderbox over at 5350 East Broadway Vault Boulevard, Suite 124.
That's right, right next to the Monkey Burger.
Yeah, one of our new sponsors. We're very happy to have them on board. And we have such a packed show
we
today.
We have a big show today.
We're giving away tickets to roller derby. We're giving away tickets to the rodeo. We're giving away roses. We're giving away... gift certificates to Tinderbox, so stay tuned, have quick fingers, and hopefully Mark, our producer back at the station, will get all the information.
Right, and remember, write the number down, 529-3508, because we're giving it away fast and furious today. And our first guests are the lovely ladies from the Tucson Roller Derby. How are you ladies doing?
We are awesome. We're great.
All right.
Yeah, there's about the Saturday at the TCC. It's a triple header. And it's a domestic game. You guys have been playing intrastate, and now it's just between three truck stop waitresses, the Vice Squad, and the Copper Queens. And I was talking to Lola a little bit earlier. And
wait, who are you guys?
Oh yeah,
introduce yourselves.
I'm Lola Migra. I'm with the Vice Squad.
I'm Iva Coldheart. I'm a Copper Queen.
And I'm Bian Hay with the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses.
Now, I was talking to Lola earlier, and I said, you know, this schedule really helps the Vice Squad, because they're playing the first game against Furious Truck Stop Waitresses, and then there's a second game between Copper Queens and the Furious Stop. I've been drinking
that tequila. We got 2 minutes. Tell us what's going on this weekend.
It's the triple header bout. We are going to have three games in a row. Doors open at 3 at the TCC Exhibit Hall A. First game starts at 4. I believe the second one starts around 6, and the last one will start around 8. All three of our home teams are playing each other. It's a fight to the death, and we're going to be supporting the Gabriel's Angels.
Gabriel's Angels?
Yes.
Tell us about them.
They do pet therapy for abused and neglected children, so they are a great charity to come out and check out and see what they do.
Oh, that's
fabulous. Of their dogs will be there hanging out with us.
Including Fred. All right. What were you saying?
Game is actually at 3:45.
3:45.
Play starts at 3:45.
The play starts at 3:45, yep. All at the Tucson Convention Center.
Yep.
And it's Gabriel's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got for us?
Tickets are $15 at the door, $10 in advance. You can get them through any skater at Surly Wench, Popsicle, or the Red Garter Bar and Grill.
All right. Any other sponsors you guys want to promote?
We have a Tails and Nails dog wash.
Wait a minute. What happened to your Hispanic? A minute ago, you had this real thick Hispanic.
Oh, well, yeah, that's my name. I can't say it. Like, you know, but I want to make sure I'm clear.
Very
you know?
Good. Okay.
So we're having a Tails and Nails dog wash coming up on March 13th at Barrio Brewery from noon until 4. That will benefit both Tucson Roller Derby and the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. $10 for one dog, $15 for two. There will also be a band there, merchandise, vendors. It's a good time, so bring your dog down.
At the Barrio Brewery.
Uh-huh.
All right, Barrio Brewery is good times. Good times.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, ladies. Well, we hope you have a huge crowd this weekend. Anything else you got to throw in?
It's going to be a fierce game, so you don't want to miss out on this one. Tucson is rough, especially when we're playing each other. So.
Any grudges going on?
No, but we all know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we know how to exploit them. So
that's kind of like Fred and I.
All right, so the third caller at 529-3508 will get a pair of tickets to the triple header this Saturday at the TCC. Girls, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, ladies.
Thank you.
And on the other side of the break, get ready for some rodeo.
Sit back, take off your coat, baby girl, get it on tonight. Well, I don't want to explain, I just want to unwind. I can't be any more than you already knew.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show Fitness Tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Now have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin and they taste like gingerbread. Whoa, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly.
All right, if you're going to sing and learn the words, Fred.
No,
welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show.
Hey, this is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Yes.
And we are at the Tinderbox at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And actually, with us right now is one of our new sponsors, Shep from over at Monkey Burger.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are
good
you
to
doing,
be Chef? Here.
So we hear, we understand you open up the new Monkey Burger downtown on Saturday night.
Yeah, we we love the city. God bless them, and we're open downtown, 47 North Scott. I'm sorry, 6th Avenue. That's 47 North 6th Avenue.
There's somebody else at 47 North Scott, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think actually the chef came by and was congratulating us yesterday, and I think that's why I had it on my mind. But
yeah, well,
we're
that's
open.
Okay. You guys, it's a tight little community down there. You guys
it
have
is.
Joined.
Absolutely.
Now, the cool thing about Monkey Burger, we just got the news today, is that you guys are up for the best burger in town with Metro Mix.
Yeah, which was kind of exciting. I think that's something new they're doing, but you know, it shows that we got some support from the editors over there and obviously the readers since they make that selection. So it's always nice to have that.
And this is a big deal. So, you know, the editors and the readers of Metromix selected you guys along with some others that we're not going to mention. And the deal is that people who really want to support you need to call in. There's a vote going on between Valentine's Day yesterday, and it closes on February 27th. So we're going to put a link up on the Fred at fredandjeff.com.
Is there a phone number they should call, Fred?
No, it's I believe it's online voting.
Okay. Yeah, it's a website. It's actually very easy to vote. Just go to that link, and that's the metromix.com/bestof, and you can cast your vote. It's kind of interesting. What they're doing is they're The individuals can go on and vote. You get one vote every 24 hours in that category. So go vote for Monkey Burger.
Yeah, well, and go down and eat a Monkey Burger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of Monkey Burgers.
All right. Well, thanks for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely.
Guys like you make this show possible, and all we get to do is talk about the great things in Tucson.
Well, that's wonderful. We support it, and we've always been a fan of it. And more of you guys out there with small businesses should get on board.
Thanks. Thanks, Chef.
Thanks, Chef.
You're welcome.
All right.
Now, during the transition, you know, we said we had a ton of stuff to give away. We have another set of tickets for Tucson Roller Derby. So, again, caller number 3 at 529-3508. 529-3508. Call in, and you're going to get another set of tickets for the big bout this Saturday, the triple header Tucson Roller Derby at the TCC.
Right, right. Now, drum roll, please. Our next guest has, Herb, tell me about your role with the Tucson Rodeo Parade.
Well, let's introduce him first, Jeff.
Oh, Herb. this is Herb from the Tucson Rodeo Parade.
Thank you.
What else do you need to know? Sorry. So you're the official or unofficial historian.
That's correct. I've been sort of passed that mantle by a gentleman that was a longtime member of our committee, Paul Grimes, a well-known Tucson a band director here for many, many years, and he was the historian for the parade committee. In 1990, he wrote a history of the rodeo parade and the rodeo and asked me to help edit it, and I was kind of honored with that. When I became chairman of the committee in 2000, I asked him for an update to do the 90s, and he did that with a foreword by myself. So when he passed away, I was sort of given the mantle of keeping the history of the parade alive.
Well, that's great. And now you're a longtime Tucsonan. You're a native?
Yes, I am.
And you went to St. Peter and Paul.
Yes,
and
South Point High
South
School.
South Point, that's great.
University of Arizona.
So I think one thing that a lot of people don't know a lot about is how you guys pick your grand marshal. How do you do that?
Well, it's actually a separate subcommittee of the committee members that get together and talk about who would best represent the city of Tucson and helping us to promote the rodeo and also to honor the what they have done for this community. We try to do somebody, you know, get somebody who has done a lot for the community. We've had past governors and community activists, and this year we're honoring Joel Valdez, who,
all
of course,
right,
past city manager for the city of Tucson and vice president for the University of Arizona, native Tucsonan, you know, somebody who's done a lot. Of course, he has the main library named after him. So
right. Mr.
Very,
Valdez
very
has done
good.
A lot for Tucson over the years, and mostly
absolutely
behind the scenes. So
yes,
it's nice to see him get that recognition.
He was very humbled by the choice and really almost said no at first, but we convinced him to join us on Parade Day.
That's great. That's great. And what are the responsibilities of the Grand Marshal?
Well, really, it's an honor, and it's an honorary position. We want him to come down and talk to our volunteers before the parade to give them a little boost that morning, and then it's all about him, really. We put him in the parade. We talk about him along the parade route, then we bring him out for the rodeo, put him in the arena, and ride him around in a wagon to have everybody say, thanks for all you've done.
That's great. That's great. So the parade, let's talk. When did the parade first start?
Well, we're in our 86th year, so 1925. The parade actually was an offshoot of the rodeo. 1925, which was a time when early part of the century, there were traveling Wild West shows going all over, you know, Buffalo Bill had all these shows that he was doing. And there was an Easterner, a transplanted Easterner named Frederick Leighton Kramer, who decided, taking advantage of the wonderful weather in the midwinter out here in Tucson and to bring the real thing to people, he would hold a rodeo. A lot of people in Tucson said, gee, with all the ranches and things we have around here, there's real ranch work going on, and at the dude ranches that were here at the time, with these visitors falling off horses, there was a rodeo every day. But he promoted it, and it was a great success, and really the parade was not only community members and businesses putting people and horses and wagons on the street, but also all the participants in the rodeo had to be in that parade. And basically the parade wound through downtown and then headed out to Kramer Field, which is located now where about where University Medical Center is, to lead the crowd out to the parade ground or to the rodeo grounds to watch the rodeo.
So when people, longtime Tucsonans,
it was an old-fashioned, you know, come and see us, come and gather, you know, make a big to-do, and people follow you in and then enjoy the rodeo.
Right.
Now, that's great, but for folks like us that have been around for a long time, there's a misnomer out there that the rodeo parade still kicks off the rodeo. That's not true anymore.
No, they actually, the rodeo has increased its number of performances, so they have to actually start the weekend before the rodeo parade. They've gone to 6 performances as opposed to 4 performances because they've got so many great competitors to come out and show their stuff in the arena.
Well, that's great. That's great. We got Tom Davenport from the rodeo that we're going to talk to in the second half of the show. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on with the rodeo. But back to the parade. So you guys give out prizes for best kind of everything, right?
Well, we have 22 categories, everything from musical entries to most historical to comical to most colorful float, best mounted riding pair, family group, western riding group, all kinds of categories.
And do you have what's a good I mean, so many questions. Who's been in the parade the longest today? I mean, do you have a group that's been in the parade longer than anybody else?
Well, we know that the Mormon Battalion has been in the parade consistently since 1947.
Wow. 1947?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Now, you guys, this has been, so this year was the 86th annual.
Yes.
So, and they've been pretty much half of it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, they've been part of it as a walking group, you know, basically dressed in historical costumes, trying to relive what the Mormon Battalion who came through here carrying the first American flag to Tucson, the old Presidio, and coming here as a group with their families and everything, and sort of moving on then, of course, to California, but they were the first ones to bring the United States flag to
Tucson.
That's right.
Actually, in El Presidio Park downtown, there's a huge sculpture of the Mormon Battalion, or members of the battalion, actually greeting some folks who lived here.
Yes.
That's great. So can anybody be in the parade?
Anybody can be in the parade. Our entries have closed now, but starting in November next year, we're up on our website, TucsonRodeoParade.org. There's an entry form that people can go to. It has all of our rules and an entry form there that they can fill out and send to us, and we'll get them in the parade.
That site will be linked at fredandjeff.com if people are interested in that and actually just interested in the parade in general. I mean, there's a lot of information on that website.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of information about our museum also. A lot of people don't know that down at the rodeo grounds, we have a museum of all of our – it's a Western Heritage Museum that also features all of our parade wagons that we have in our collection, over 120 horse-drawn vehicles that we have on display, plus an old street scene of old Tucson featuring a lot of the old businesses here in town.
Oh, that's very cool.
That's actually a great museum, and it's actually Tucson's first airport.
Yes, it was. It's located at the same site as the first airport.
Now, you know how Fred knows that? Because Parade Bob was on our show about 6 months ago.
I know. I knew that.
No.
Okay.
I have to defend Fred on this one. Because he's been down there many times. And, of course, your dad was one of our grand marshals.
Sure. That year we all got to ride in the wagon.
That's right.
That was a great time zipping around in that stagecoach.
And actually, Jeff, if you recall, when we were little kids, dad was part of the parade committee, or at least he worked there. And it was like once a month. On a Saturday, we'd go down there, and everybody would be working and rehabbing the wagons.
That's right, and we still do that. We start in October every year and start making sure all the wagons are safe and in good rolling condition to be in the parade.
You know, I think Fred's always wanted to be a mudder. Why don't you tell our listeners what the mudders are?
Well, the mudders, they're also known as swampers, or the guys on a large wagon who would actually run the second brake. And they were called mudders because those outboard wheels, when they went through mud and everything, the guys who had to reach over the side and hold those brakes out usually got covered with mud.
I love mud.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
That's great. So bands, high school bands, the U of A band.
Actually, the university band is not joining us this year, but we do have 9 high school bands, and we're happy to have them. In fact, the bands from the Marana Unified School District, Marana and Mountain View High School, are actually combining to make one large band.
Oh, that's great.
So it's going to be good.
That's great. Now, I've always wondered, because, you know, when you're sitting on the street watching the parade go by and the band is playing a song, do they play one song the whole time, or do they have a whole repertoire of songs?
No, typically they have 3 or 4 songs that they'll play.
And they repeat them as they go along.
Yes.
That's very cool.
It's a 2.5-mile walk, so you get bored playing the same song.
Now, if I remember correctly, the parade lost its its status as the longest non-mechanized.
That's true.
How did that happen?
Well, we found out last year that there's an elephant parade in Sri Lanka.
no way.
That outpaces us as far as a non-motorized parade. And
now, is that by ours is 2.5 miles and theirs is longer?
No,
or
more by number of entrants and the number of animals. They have over 300 elephants in this parade. And if you go to a website and look it up, the way these animals are decorated with lights and everything, it's just phenomenal.
That's unbelievable.
And also, in the last few years with the economic downturn, a lot of our long-time entries, businesses who had entries in the parade, have had to drop out, so our numbers are down. We've got about 115 entries in the parade this year.
What was the pinnacle? What was the most you guys have ever had?
Well, in 2000, we had 250.
Wow.
Entries. And that was our 75th anniversary. We invited a lot of people back, dignitaries, past grand marshals. So we had a lot of entries that year.
How long does the parade take?
From start to finish, from one person walking that 2.5 miles, it's only about 35 minutes to walk. But to get everybody through past one point, it's about a 2-hour period of time.
Right, and you've got a grandstand there where
down on Irvington between 6th Avenue and 3rd Avenue, we have grandstands with the judges stand for the competitive judging, and people can come in and buy grandstand tickets. They're $7 for adults, $5 for children. The rest of the viewing along the parade route along the curb is free.
All right.
But they got to get there early.
Yes.
Now, what time is early, though?
Well, a lot of people actually set up the night before.
Really?
And sort of stake out their claim along the parade route. Somebody stays overnight, and the rest of the family comes in the morning.
I am sure we've probably got generations of people who have sat on the same corner to watch that parade forever.
Yes.
And it's kind of a family thing to go and get that little piece of ground to get the kids and the grandkids and the great-grandkids to watch the parade.
It's great. We get letters every year from people saying, you know, I took my great-grandkids to the parade for the first time this year, and they tell us about how they remember being there when they were kids. So it's a wonderful tradition for Tucson.
You know, that's Jeff, a fabulous tradition.
One year, obviously there are a lot, I wouldn't say a lot. There are several wagons that were built by our great-grandfather.
That's right. We've got 8 wagons in our museum that were built by your great-grandfather. Everything from a delivery wagon that was used by the Steinfeld Company here in town to flatbed farm wagons to a nice 2-seat Surrey top coach.
Oh, that's
very
cool.
I remember I was in one of the nice coaches with Grandma and Grandpa Ronstadt, and I looked up, and in the headliner, Great Grandpa Ronstadt signed his name up on the headliner.
He didn't want to make sure everybody knew who was there.
It was his wagon.
Fred was here.
Fred was here.
That's great. That's great. So get there early.
Get there early. Streets around the parade, the parade route itself, close at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
But there will be parking at the rodeo grounds open until 8:30 a.m. But you need to arrive from the east on Irvington. So you have to go westbound on Irvington to get into the rodeo grounds entrance at 3rd Avenue.
All right. What's the best way to get there if you're coming north from the northwest?
From the northwest, you'd probably want to get off the interstate at Keno.
Okay.
And then head south on where it turns to Campbell, and then westbound on Irvington.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Just crazy. So, all right.
We're all looking forward to this.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the parade this year.
The 86th annual, and remember that number, the 86th annual Tucson Rodeo Parade coming up next week.
Yep, absolutely. And right now, we got about 10 seconds before we have to go to the news. The third caller gets a pair of tickets to the rodeo at 529-3508. Third caller gets a pair of tickets to the rodeo, 529-3508, and we will see you on the other side of the break. So stick around for more rodeo.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. 2 U.S. Immigration and Customs agents have been shot in Mexico. CNN's Gene Mazur reports a statement from ICE says the two were shot in the line of duty while driving between Mexico City and Monterrey.
They were shot, according to the statement, by unknown assailants. ICE is working with the State Department and the Mexican authorities and U.S. law enforcement partners to investigate the shooting. It says right now our thoughts and prayers are with our colleagues.
The two are described as seriously wounded. Egypt's military leaders are moving quickly on the issue of constitutional reform. They formed a committee to come up with proposed changes within 10 days, and a referendum could be held in 2 months. Former President George H.W. Bush and poet Maya Angelou are among 15 people presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom Tuesday at the White House. It's the nation's highest civilian award. Other recipients include Georgia Congressman John Lewis. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detailed. Focused.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quote it.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show, and we are broadcasting live from the Tinderbox at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard. And as is our custom at this point in the show, it's time to talk to Big Mike.
Hey, guys.
Howdy, Big Mike.
How's it going?
It's nice of you to kneel down so these guys can see the Mississippi State-Kentucky score.
Yeah, kind of get in the way of the TV.
Mississippi State's winning 26-20. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so what do you got for us this week?
Hey, this week we got a cigar made by Hoya de Nicaragua. It's the Antaño Dark Corojo. Beautiful Corojo cigar. It's a Nicaraguan Puro, so all the components, wrapper, finder, filler, binder.
Too much of that tequila.
I haven't had it yet. It's all from Nicaragua. It's a robust cigar. It's got a lot of body to it. But it's not as potent as people think. It's very creamy and smooth as you get into it. It's a great, great smoke. And you're enjoying one right now.
I am enjoying one right now.
I got here a little bit early, and
Fred got here way early, and you blew through that cigar in about 30 minutes.
No, it wasn't that long. It wasn't that short. It was a very nice smoke. Had a torpedo.
Yeah, it's very nice. And the deal is buy three,
get one free.
All right.
And we've got something special this week that we're going to start doing every time you guys are here at the shop.
Great.
That's right. The Tinderbox is kind enough to offer our callers a $25 gift certificate. And I mentioned that you should have paid attention to a certain number. So if you can tell us how many years the Tucson Rodeo Parade has been going on, or tell us, like the 50th annual, the 16th annual, what annual parade is this year, and you will get a $25 gift certificate to the Tinderbox.
Wow, what happened to your tongue today?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't know.
You're biting it left and right, aren't you? God, we're gonna have to 86 you off the show.
All right. Yeah, that's right. That's hysterical, Jeff. That's hysterical.
All right.
So it's the Jeff and Jeff show.
So the first caller who tells us the annual number for the Tucson Rodeo Parade will get that $25 gift
certificate. And you have to be 18 years old or older to collect it. You can't come in the Tinderbox unless you're 18 or older.
Yeah, because and they're going to hold a certificate here. You need to come here.
Yeah, so if you're 18, don't bother calling. Unless you're getting it for your dad or your uncle or something, and then you give it to them.
That's right.
529-3508, first caller that tells us the number of years the Rodeo Parade's been going on.
Thanks, guys.
Mike, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right.
Cool. On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking a little bit more Rodeo Parade, and then we're going to be talking about the big show, the Tucson Rodeo.
The Fiesta de los Vaqueros. All right, see you on the other side.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a safe drive home on this February 15th, 2011.
Day after Valentine's Day.
Right. And remember, you can, if you missed the first part of the show, a lot of fun stuff happened. You can catch us again on the podcast on iTunes or go to fredandjeff.com. And the show should be the up, show right there.
Yeah, it should be up sometime tomorrow.
Right, lots of links to our sponsors and the fun folks that we talked to.
Yeah, everybody we talk to, whenever you're interested in learning more, we put the links up to all these guys.
Right, and we're going to start doing a better job, I think, of kind of following up on the folks that we talked to before, kind of like Charlie Spillar at the Cactus Drive-In.
Yeah.
Cactus Drive-In's had a lot of stuff going on. So.
And actually, if you're following us on Facebook, we put up the latest and greatest for for Charlie and the Drive-In.
The Reed Park Zoo.
The Reed Park Zoo. The new lion was released into the exhibit.
Right.
A lot of other stuff coming up. You know, Valley of the Moon that we've talked about in the past. They're going to be in one of our future shows, and they got a lot of stuff going on right now too.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff going on in the community, and sometimes we just run out of time.
Yeah. So check out our website. Check out our website because there's lots of good stuff about the fun people, places, and things here in Southern Arizona. So back to Herb. Herb, the unofficial historian of the Tucson Rodeo Parade. During the break, we were talking about the transition between Tucson being an old ranch town and in the parade, lots and lots of wagons. I mean, you didn't have a problem getting wagons. All of a sudden, one day, Tucson wasn't so much an old ranch town, and you needed more wagons.
Well, that's true. The ranches around town would bring their wagons, bring their teams in, and drive them through the parade. As those things went away, those vehicles were, sent out. Nobody knew what to do with them. We actually had some of them donated to us, and back in the 1930s, they saw a lot of the members of the Rodeo Parade Committee kept them at their homes, refurbished them, fixed them up, and then used them in the parade every year.
So they just kept them out in the elements. I mean, you just parked them in the backyard, and when you needed them, they brought them in.
Or in a carport or garage, something like that. But about 1937, 38, there was a notice to one of our committee members that a gentleman up in Phoenix had passed away, and his estate was selling a collection of 14 buggies that he had. And so our committee member went around to the other committee members and collected money. Remember back then, everybody who was a business owner downtown wanted to be on the parade committee because they wanted the parade to go past their business. So the parade route changed every year, almost every year,
really?
To accommodate all the business
whoever
owners.
Whoever the chairman that year was.
That's about it.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought it was a stagnant parade route.
No, there's been hundreds almost. I can't say hundreds, but I bet there was at least 50 different routes.
Wow.
In those days. But so he gathered some money together, and for $1,400, he bought 14 buggies that were then shipped down here and taken to the O'Reilly Motor Company, refurbished and fixed up, and then used in the parade. About that time, they also got a hold of the old fairgrounds that are down at the rodeo grounds now that are known at the rodeo grounds, used to be the Pima County Fairgrounds. They acquired a barn for use for the parade committee to house those wagons in the off season and to work on them. And basically the same kind of situation we have today.
Now, how many folks do you have on the parade committee?
There are 37 members.
37 members, and you guys spend the vast majority of your time just rehabilitating the wagons, taking care of them?
Well, we have 37 members, but we have hundreds of volunteers.
Okay.
I mean, we can't, I can tell you, I've learned a lot in the 25 years I've been on the Rodeo Parade Committee about wagons, but when I walked in there, I knew nothing. But there are many people who are, and a lot of that information has gone away as people die, but they've passed that information on to us. So there's a lot of us who do work on it, but we still have a lot of volunteers who do a lot of the hard work.
Well, that's great. That's great. And how many wagons are down there now?
Our collection has over 125 pieces of horse-drawn equipment, and that includes a couple of sleighs and sleds, and some farm implements and things like that that would be pulled, plows, multiple rows of for plowing and things like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Really cool to see the plow going down Irvington.
Yeah, that's crazy. So folks want to come down and see the museum, they can do it anytime. It's open year-round, right?
No. It's only open from January through April.
Okay.
And it's open on Mondays through Saturdays from 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. But if you have a group that wants a tour, a special group, we can open it up at other times for someone to have a special, group if they have want to come down.
And that's great.
That's a great experience too.
That's great.
Going through the museum.
Yeah, that's a lot of history, a lot of local history in that museum. One of the fun things again to do at Tucson that probably not a lot of people know about. I'm sure, and I'm just assuming, but do you have more out of towners come down and visit your parade museum than you do locals?
Well, actually, it's amazing that a lot of visitors, winter visitors, hear about us from other winter visitors, but we also advertise with flyers in the local hotels. So we do get those winter visitors who are here for short periods of time. It's the locals who come down when mom and dad have to chaperone a school busload of kids. You know, they hear about it, they see it, and say, geez, I've been here for years, and I never knew this was here. And then word of mouth gets out. But our website has helped attract a lot of visitors.
That's great. How many visitors do you think you get a year?
We have about, in that short period of time, including school kids, about 4,000.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right, well, anything else you want to talk about the parade before we jump to Tom?
No, just want to encourage everybody to come out and join us on Parade Day, February 24th. 9 o'clock in the morning is when we step off, but get there early for a good place.
Right, and one more time, if you're coming from the east side, what's the best way to get there?
Come westbound on Irvington. There's parking at the rodeo grounds. There'll be a lane open until 8:30 in the morning.
And if you're coming from the northwest?
From the northwest, coming in, getting off at Keno Boulevard, south on the Country Club, and then westbound on Irvington.
Great, great, great. All right, folks, that is the Tucson, that's the Fiesta de los Vaqueros parade.
Yes.
And the second largest mechanized parade in the world because of those darn elephants in Sri Lanka.
Non-mechanized
because of the elephants. Well, good luck this year. We're really excited about this year's parade.
Oh, so are we.
All right. All right, now our next guest is?
Next guest is Tom Davenport, and actually he's kind of doing double duty because he is a stalwart member of both the parade committee and the rodeo committee.
Now, why would you do that, Tom?
Oh, I'm a glutton for punishment. Oops.
And how long have you been on, which one were you on first, the rodeo parade or the rodeo committee?
I joined the rodeo parade, and I was elected to the board in 1985, in December of 85. I've been on the rodeo committee since 1994.
Okay. And one of the things Herb brought up was that the rodeo doesn't start on Thursday anymore.
No.
It starts on Saturday.
No, for several years we used to start on the Wednesday before the parade on Thursday. But we've gotten to where we have so many contestants that want to join, be a part of our rodeo. We started on the previous Saturday, which this year will be the 19th. So we have five full performances starting the 19th and the 20th, and then we come back on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then we bring back the top cowboys, the top 12 in each event, on Sunday for a finals.
And that's for every event?
Every event. Every day, the rodeo is every event, all seven events.
Wow. And what time does the rodeo start every day?
We start with the junior rodeo first at 12:30. So we have a junior rodeo, which we will have bull riders, barrel racers, team ropers, calf ropers, goat rope, you know, goat tying.
Mutton busters.
We have to start off with the mutton busters. The 4, 5, and 6-year-olds will ride the sheep.
Right.
And that's a very popular event. That starts at 12:30. Then we have a little bit of a break while we dress the arena off, and then we start with the full performance at 2 o'clock.
All right. That's great. Now, when you say you have a lot of people that want to participate in this rodeo,
yes.
What's a lot of people?
Oh, about 600.
600 participants?
Yes.
That's crazy.
We break them up, and you know, we're running the performance. We're running 15 per event, and every day times 5 days, 7 events. And then you add in the ones that don't get into the performances because they're competing in what we call slack.
Slack.
Which is basically, we limit our entries to so many per event. So we'll have 80 bull riders, and we're going to have 80 saddle bronc riders, and we'll have, you know, all the way down, we'll have 120-plus team ropers. So by the time you add all those up, we got a lot of contestants.
That's a ton of contestants.
Yeah, a ton of contestants. And, you know, it includes, you know, you get your team ropers, there's two in each.
Okay.
So that kind of thing. So you start adding up, yes, we do. We're a large rodeo. The Tucson Rodeo is a very large rodeo in the PRCA system.
A PRC is a pro rodeo circuit?
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. We are an accredited rodeo with association, which there are over 650 rodeos in the country that are accredited with it. And we're a top 25 rodeo. So of all those rodeos, we're in the top 25.
Now, and you're in the top 25 because of participants or because of the purse or both?
All of it. Okay. All of the above.
And who? And where do you guys get the money for the purse?
Well, we raise it. We raise it by sponsors, selling tickets, people coming out to the rodeo and making money off parking and the beer and the soda and the food. And we raise as much money as we possibly can, and then we apply money towards the purse.
Now tell me, who are your big sponsors this year?
Well, Dodge. Coors, through Finley Distributing locally, is a very good sponsor of ours for many, many years. Dodge Rodeo is a very, very popular rodeo sponsor. Locally, we have Jack Daniels. Whataburger has been a very, very friendly sponsor with us for several years here locally, the local Whataburger. We have, oh, gosh, very many of them.
So the local community, the business community, gets behind the rodeo.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, we do. We started this year was something we started. We started a little bit late, but we're starting to do it. We're going to try to set up a merchant's day. And what we've done is we've gone out and we've advertised out to have a local merchant to get a banner to be presented in the rodeo grounds on events so they can advertise their business and then get 10 tickets for $500. And get 10 tickets on a given day and have a banner displayed for the whole week long. And we've had a good response. We've probably had 10 or 12 businesses that just all of a sudden thought, that's a great idea. Even this down economy, we try to mold and create our sponsorship packages to where it's friendly to the businesses in this downtime. So, you know, a lot of the big sporting events are out there weighing thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, we'd love to have that, but we also understand that there, you know, there are bad times right now. So we're trying to be a little more friendly to the local community. And it's something we're starting, and we're going to probably push that a little bit more next year.
Good for you guys. That's great. So who won the rodeo? Who was the big all-around cowboy last year?
For us or for rodeo itself? Rodeo World, the big name out right now is Trevor Brazil. Trevor Brazil is, you know, he is the top dog. He's won many in a row, the all-around cowboy. I mean, he'll rope, he'll ride, he'll do several things. With our rodeo, with the 70 events, you know, we will have all the top cowboys here. Every single, every event, we'll have all, we have several past world champions. You know, they all come to Tucson. We're also one of the largest midwinter or the winter outdoor rodeos. Most of the rodeos going on right now are indoors. You know, we're one of the first that's going to be outdoors.
So they like that.
The cowboys come here. Look at the weather we have. You know, right. 80 degrees. This is, you know, beautiful weather. You sit out there. You know, all the fans that come out in the community and, you know, and to enjoy the rodeo, they enjoy the weather.
Absolutely.
You know, they are sitting out there in 75 degree, you know, having a drink or having a beer, having a burger, and watching a good sporting event outside in the dirt and the dust. It's fun. The animals love it. We had the stock come in about a week and a half ago, and they're dancing around out there in the pens out there. We had to turn the sprinklers on yesterday just to cool them off a little bit. You know, it was warm.
Yeah, it was warm.
It's great. Yeah, it's a great event.
Oh, that's
Tucson
great.
Tucson Rodeo is a great event.
So now, and you have to forgive me because I've been to the rodeo bunches and bunches of times.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you.
Yeah, but I don't. How does someone become that all around cowboy? What are the criteria to become all around cowboy?
It's the in the sport of rodeo. It's like the same thing as in golf and others. How much money you win during the year. And you have to win money in multiple events. You know, in years past, you'd have, you know, a cowboy that, you know, he can rope, he can ride, he can do different things. He says, but nowadays, they're still so specialized that not too many of them will sit and be a team roper and ride a saddle bronc. So to be an all-around, win the all-around title, you have to win money in two events.
At least
two events.
And what are the most popular events for them to participate in to do that?
Well, most of your all-around cowboys are going to be in the rope, and they're usually two roping events, whether it be a tie-down roping or a team ropers, so that they're still, it's two different events, but it's kind of similar in technique. So very, very few of your all-around cowboys are going to be a rough stock and ride rough stock and rope.
Well, now, what is rough stock?
Rough stock would be your saddle bronc, bareback, bull riders.
Okay.
Nowadays, most of your bull riders specialize, they bull ride. And you don't see very many bull riders go down to the roping end, the timed event end.
That's the most dangerous sport out there, isn't it? The most dangerous contest is getting on those 1,500-pound bulls and pretending like you can ride them.
Oh, I know, and that's why I sit behind the fence and watch. Because you know, my big body, you aren't going to see me on a bit. But no, I mean, and it's exciting. That's what everybody waits for. That's the last event we run every day. That's the crowd pleaser. You know, everybody cheers for the bull, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And they'll allow the occasional cowboy to ride, and that works pretty good. But no, I mean, you know, all seven events are just—they're different in so many ways, but it all comes back down to the ranching lifestyle. You know, how you work a steer, how you work a calf, how you work a horse, how you work a bull, and that kind of thing. So.
But these guys are world-class athletes in their own right.
Oh yeah,
I mean even the rodeo clowns. Yeah. I mean, those guys are an integral part of rodeo, and these are top-notch athletes.
Yes, they are. I mean, we all call them clowns, but really in the world of rodeo, they're protection. You know, it's cowboy protection, and that's what they're there for. They're there for to distract the animal. It's on the bull riding, distract the animal, so that when the rider can get it, which he's already been thrown somewhere, and he doesn't know exactly where he is.
Disoriented,
flying,
sure.
Disoriented and stuff. They come in, step in, and they distract the bull. And yeah, they're very well trained, and I mean, they're unsung heroes in the rodeo sport.
Yeah, last year when we went to the rodeo, we saw one of the fellas get stepped on, and it looked like he was in a lot of trouble, and boom, he popped right back up.
Yeah.
So those guys are tough as nails.
Well, they're tough, and they don't make a lot of money. You know, these guys are, you know, they travel around from rodeo to rodeo, but in between certain rodeos, they're back to work on their ranch or their house or their, you know, wherever they're from, which most of them are, you know, a lot of them, you'll see a lot of biographies on them. They're basically just good kids that run up in the ranching style. So, And they plan the rodeos that they hit each year, and then they may take 3 weeks off, and they go back, and they got to work their ranch. So
there's really not – is there a group of folks that will do nothing but rodeo all year?
There's a
– Is that kind of a dying lifestyle?
Well, there's several that do. There's several that is basically what they want to do. But in the world of professional rodeo, there's only so many rodeos a year that are credited to PRCA, and then only so many rodeos that they can hit. When you get to the summertime, the rodeos across the north, there's so many of them, so they can hit several rodeos in a three-week period. They can hit 10 rodeos.
Wow.
Because they can, when they come to Tucson, at the same time in Tucson, there's a rodeo going on in San Angelo, Texas. So some they'll enter the rodeo here and try and be up the first weekend and do preference there, and they'll drive to San Angelo and rodeo for a couple of days, and then come back here again. So they'll drive back and forth. They'll make that drive.
That is a grind. Yeah.
But the ones that have to make the drive are the ones that have the horses, your ropers, your team ropers, your tie-down ropers, your barrel racers. They've got the horses.
Yeah, you can't fly the live stock.
Right. You can't fly the live stock, exactly. And they were the rough stock guys. They can hop a plane, get on to Tucson Airport, and they can fly just about anywhere and then be back in 2 days. You know, it's expensive.
Sure.
You know, and then for what they're... You know, with the money that they're earning, which in a year's time, the average cowboy's making less than $50,000-$60,000 in earnings.
Wow!
You know, of all the cowboys that are out there, you know, the top ones, you know, the ones that do put it to a full time job can make a little bit of money. But the big thing about them is it's mostly an expensive hobby.
Well, and they're making money on sponsorships, and they're the guys that wear Dodge on the back of their shirt kind of thing.
Exactly. They get the stipends, and they get the money, and they get the gas money, basically get the diesel money to get to the next town, and they come to town here, they have a sponsor here, they may put them up in a room, or they camp out the rodeo grounds with their horses. We let them in an area, we let them park their rigs there, everything like that, so they live on the rodeo grounds for a week and a half.
Right.
And such.
Do we have any local guys in the rodeo this
year? Oh, yeah.
Tell us about those
several
guys.
Well, the Cesar de la Cruz was a kid out of Marana. I mean, he's up and coming, you know, team roper. And he's pretty popular. His family's been here. The Parsons boys out of Marana, they're up and coming. Their dad, Joe, he's been to the national finals a couple of times. And, you know, there's a lot of local cowboys that you'll see in there and during the rodeo. And, you know, the big thing about it, you can see it on the paper every day. You can see, you know, Tom Faust, who used to be with the Daily Star and Citizen.
Yeah.
Tom Faust has always been in there helping us, you know, get some publicity in there because we're always bucking up against the golf tournament for publicity.
Absolutely.
And stuff. But it's, it's a great event. It's a great event for the community.
And it starts this Saturday.
This Saturday, 12:30 with Junior Rodeo.
Okay, so with the minute we got left, so rodeo starts this Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday, Sunday goes the whole week.
Saturday, Sunday, and then the Monday and Tuesday we do most internal stuff we call Slack, and then it starts again Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Great.
TucsonRodeo.com if you want to look for tickets. That's the best way to go.
All right. And we got a couple more tickets to give away, and these tickets are for Saturday.
Saturday the 19th.
Saturday the 19th. We've got two more tickets to give away for the rodeo. Thank you, Tom, for giving us those tickets.
Sure.
And
Call
number three to 529-3508 gets a couple tickets for Saturday's rodeo. And once again, you guys, labor of love, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been doing it for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Long time. Going to continue.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My son-in-law is getting involved now. So,
all right. Yeah, so it's a
generation.
Family thing.
Yeah.
How many guys are on the rodeo committee?
Right now it's like 37 board members plus another 15 or 20 that are associate members.
And don't you guys have a golf tournament coming up pretty quick?
April 22nd, and it's on our website also, TucsonRodeo.com.
Okay, so you want to support the rodeo, you can get involved in the golf tournament as well.
Yeah.
Go to the website, TucsonRodeo.com.
Yep.
All right, folks, we are done for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, and Tucson, have a great evening.
Yep, and thanks for the folks at the Tinderbox. We'll see you next week.
Tucson Jolt.
Having heard from all of you, it seems only fair, doesn't it, that you should now hear from all of me.
KJLL, South Tucson.